Welcome to episode 652 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. The Jordan River, approximately 251 kilometers or 156 miles in length, flows through the Jordan Rift Valley, which stretches from the Ain Lebanon Mountains to the Dead Sea. It begins at the confluence of three streams in the north of Israel. It flows southward, passing through the Sea of Galilee, before eventually reaching its endpoint in the Dead Sea. It forms part of the border between Jordan to the east and Israel and the West Bank to the west. The Jordan River plays a significant role in several events mentioned in the Bible. Besides serving as the passageway through which the Israelites travel from the wilderness to the Promised Land, the river takes center stage in stories about Elijah, Elisha, Naaman, and John the Baptist. In looking for Jesus in the book of Joshua, we do not have to look much further than the Jordan River, which symbolizes baptism and renewal, moving from a place of hardship and struggle to a place of abundance and fulfillment, breaking free from oppression, leaving behind the old self and spiritual purification and healing. But today, rather than dive deep into the significance of the river, we will linger for a while on the symbolism of the crossing.
Today's top 10 list.
10 ways the crossing of the Jordan River foreshadows Jesus.
Number 1.
Baptism and the newness of life. The crossing of the Jordan River foreshadows the baptism of Jesus. Just as the Israelites crossed the Jordan to enter the Promised Land, Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist, signifying his entrance into his earthly ministry. Just as the Israelites crossed the Jordan, Jesus crossed the waters of baptism to identify with humanity and inaugurate that public ministry. Through baptism, we also participate in this spiritual crossing, symbolizing our identification with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. As we emerge from the waters, we are clothed with newness of life, united with Christ, and empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Number 2.
New Covenant. The crossing of the Jordan River represents the transition from the Old Covenant under Moses to the New Covenant under Joshua. Similarly, Jesus inaugurated a new covenant through his life, death, and resurrection, bringing salvation and reconciliation between God and humanity.
Number 3.
Miraculous intervention. The parting of the Jordan River mirrored the miraculous parting of the Red Sea during the Exodus. This foreshadows the miracles performed by Jesus, such as turning water into wine, multiplying food, and walking on water, demonstrating his divine power.
Number 4.
Wilderness to promise. The crossing of the Jordan River marked the end of the wilderness wandering and the beginning of possessing the promised land. In a similar way, Jesus came to lead people out of spiritual wilderness and into the promise of eternal life.
Number 5.
Reaping the harvest. The crossing of the River Jordan was not only about leaving behind the wilderness, but also entering into a land of abundance and blessing. Remember the cluster of grapes that it required two men to carry. Likewise, when we cross the spiritual Jordan in Christ, we enter into a life of spiritual abundance. We are called to bear fruit, sharing the love of Christ with others and participating in his work of redemption. As we faithfully sow seeds of the gospel, we can trust that God will bring forth a harvest.
Number 6.
Joshua as a type of Christ. Joshua, who led the Israelites across the Jordan, is a type or foreshadowing of Jesus. Both have names that mean Yahweh saves, and both served as leaders and deliverers of God's people.
Number 7.
Salvation and deliverance. The crossing of the Jordan River symbolizes the salvation and deliverance of the Israelites from bondage in Egypt. Likewise, Jesus came to bring salvation and deliverance from the bondage of sin and eternal separation from God. The crossing of the Jordan River marks a pivotal moment in the Israelites' journey. It symbolizes leaving behind the old life of bondage and stepping into a new life of freedom and abundance. Likewise, the River Jordan holds spiritual significance for us as believers. It represents the barrier between our old life of sin and separation from God and the new life of reconciliation and intimacy with Him.
Number 8.
Preparing the way. Just as Joshua prepared the way for the Israelites to possess the promised land, John the Baptist, who baptized in the Jordan River, prepared the way for Jesus' ministry, proclaiming repentance and paving the way for the people to receive the Messiah.
Number 9.
New beginnings. The crossing of the Jordan River marked a new chapter in the history of God's people. It foreshadows the new beginnings and transformation that comes through faith in Jesus as believers are born again and experience a life of purpose and fulfillment.
Number 10.
Victorious conquest. The crossing of the Jordan River led to the Israelites' victorious conquest of Jericho and the subsequent possession of the Promised Land. This foreshadows Jesus' ultimate victory over sin, death, and the powers of darkness through his crucifixion, resurrection, and establishment of his eternal kingdom. As the Israelites face formidable enemies in the Promised Land, we also encounter spiritual giants in our lives. These giants may manifest as sin, fear, doubt, or any obstacle that hinders our spiritual growth. Just as Joshua led the Israelites to victory, Jesus leads us in conquering these giants through his redemptive work on the cross. In him, we have the power to overcome every stronghold and claim the victory he has already secured for us. These parallels and foreshadowings highlight the profound connection between the crossing of the Jordan River and the ministry, mission, and redemptive work of Jesus Christ. It underscores how God weaves his divine plan and purposes throughout history, ultimately fulfilled in the person and work of Jesus. Crossing the River Jordan required unwavering faith in God's promises. The priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant had to step into the waters first before they parted. Similarly, our journey of faith calls us to step out in trust, even when faced with uncertainty or seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Jesus is our ultimate example of faith, as he obediently walked the path of suffering and willingly laid down his life for us. Through his perfect faith, we are inspired to trust in God's faithfulness and provision. Jesus is our ultimate example of faith, obediently walking the path of suffering and sacrificing his life for us. He calls us to step out in faith, even in the face of uncertainty and obstacles, knowing that he is faithful and will provide for our every need. Father, let us embrace the spiritual significance of crossing the River Jordan. Let us leave behind the wilderness of our old lives and step into the new life of freedom and abundance found in Jesus. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.